And Shan, I know you like going to all these raves and what do they call it? EDM show?
Yeah,
what do you go to?
EDM shows.
You like to do all that crazy stuff and do this. But I finally got to see my girl, Kacey Musgraves, this weekend. And she tore it up. The best song on the album right now.
Well, this one's not like, this one's not like country.
The remix.
Oh, all right. Now I can get into this.
She sang this on Saturday Night Live.
I love it.
You ain't ever gonna come down. Oh, okay.
Listen to that beat right there.
Ooh, it's okay. Hot.
Dude, and during the finale, this was the last song, they had, she had these like Katy Perry, like glowing, huge beach balls that were flying all over through the air and all this rainbow stuff. And she shouted out to the gays while she was there.
Hey.
She said, country music is changing, gays. We bringing you aboard.
Oh.
Said, well, you better bring me aboard without that noose, because I don't know. I've been around some country people. But the biggest drama there was I had Permit Patty sitting next to me, or a Permit Patty like woman sitting next to me. So at the Masonic, they're super strict about no pictures, no videos, whatever. Well, on the floor, it's standing. They can't really control it, although they try. It's kind of ridiculous. In the seats in the balcony, it's so small that the ushers come and they threaten you and they do all this stuff. But then they eventually go away and people start pulling out their phones. And the woman in front of us was using her phone. She was not holding it up. She had it like under her chin. She was being very discreet, so much so that I didn't even notice. The girl next to me goes crazy. She taps the woman on the shoulder. She tells her to stop. The woman looks at her and is like, you know,
whatever.
Brushes her off.
Yeah, like, who are you?
And then the girl goes insane. She throws her hands in the air, starts yelling. She's trying to get the usher. She's starting to point out all the people with their phones.
Stop.
She's trying to get a hold of that. And like, literally, she's sitting right next to me. And John and I were like, what the holy hell is happening? Like, why do you care? Why do you care? Meanwhile, this girl who was Permit Patty trying to get everybody else in trouble for their phones, at one point, her girlfriend gets up and goes, stands in the aisle and starts dancing and doing all this crazy dancing and stuff. The usher had to come down there and tell her, ma'am, you need to sit down. You're in people's way. I'm like, you going to tell people what to do about their phone? But your girlfriend's up here twerking.
Get your girl in check.
To Kacey Musgraves.
No.
I am like, what is wrong with people?
I want to know why she thought it was her job to be the usher. Maybe they should have put her to work that night.
Why do people care?
She's probably off-duty usher.
I never understand. In those situations, though, I never understand why people care. You're not there to police everybody.
Yeah, that's why they do have security and ushers to
People there to do that. That woman was not bothering you at all.
Did you say anything to her?
No, I didn't want her yelling at me.
Right.
I was like,
Anybody
else? Was just like looking, and John's like this. He's just, he's like, these white girls. These white girls. And he's like, that's yo people.
Right.
That's what he told me. Yeah. I'm like, what's her problem? He's like, let me ask you. That's yo people.
Right. White people get
like,
a bad rap these days.
That's so sad.
And at the end, I was like, take this video. That's my favorite song. He's like, I'm black. They're going to call the police on me.
Yeah, right.
That's the other thing
he's
we
like,
did.
He's not going to try to test it.
That's the other thing we did at the Kacey Musgraves concert. It was in the city. It was cool to see a country-ish artist in the city. Completely sold out. The place was crazy. But John was counting the black people. So we go in. He's like, I'm going to be the only black guy here. And I was like, that's funny because I was texting with my old boss, John, because he was trying to get me to go to a party on Saturday. And I was like, listen, no, I got this concert I got to go to. And when I told him what it was, he's like, your boyfriend's going to be the only black guy there. So when John said that, I said, that's funny because John said the same thing. So we went in there and we're sitting there and he goes, oh, look. And I was like, what? He goes, there's one other black guy over there. And I was like, oh, yeah, there is. I don't know how you spotted him. And then we were walking out and there was a black guy with dreads. And then I was like, oh, my God, look.
Oh, wow.
And he was with the white girl. And I was like, look, he's with the white girl. You're with the white girl. Look at
this. It evens out.
Same.
We used to do that when we went to Morrissey concerts.
Oh.
What?
Count the black guys.
They got the people of color.
Let's see. How many black guys are there?
I'm just shook that it must have been so good that you, Greg Sherrill, stayed for for the entire show to see the finale.
I did.
That is...
I stayed up.
Wow.
Late. And it didn't end until around 11 o'clock.
Oh, 11?
I know. Well, she went on late. She went on like a little after 9.
That may as well be 3 in the morning.
Wow.
But she killed it. She was really good. She's one of those performers, surprise, you know, like you don't get this a lot in pop, but she sounds way better live than she does even on her album.
That is something.
Check out Kacey Musgraves. Even if you think you don't like country, you're going to like her.
Jazzy, get her into power rotation.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Right away.
Listen to Rainbow. You'll be in tears. You'll be in Fernando, especially.
I know, right?
It's Rainbow.
It's gay stuff. Yeah, he'll cry more than Lady Gaga.
I love anything that supports our people. All right, 888-456-9970. That is an interesting topic. Do you know somebody, or maybe you're that person, who has always taken the job they never applied for?
Well, Fernando, you do it at BART. It's like it's not your business.
You did it for my airline ticket. Listen, you should have helped me get back into the country.
You're one of these.
I'm always trying to be helpful.
No, stay out of our business. You count who jumps over the turnstile at BART.
And you know what? I just saw on the news, I'm not the only one. They were interviewing thousands of people. Like, yes, it's got to stop. And you know what? BART has finally tried to fix it.
Okay, yeah, that's their job, not yours.
Well, there you go. But they wouldn't know it without people like me.
You said I was going to chase that guy down. I was like, yeah, right.
No.
And get your ass kicked.
I also said that I was going to try to let somebody in the booth know that this was going on.
There's never anybody in the booth.
There's never anybody in there. It's horrible.
Keep on waking.
This is what you wake up for.
99.7 now.
Now, wait, what was the word from the boss?
Dude, I just got word that Jazzy is going to add a Kacey Musgraves song.
What?
Yeah. Wow. In rotation. Let's go.
Well, don't let the other stations know. They're going to copy everything
they always
we do.
Copy everything
He's going to put it in our system?
Yes, so we can actually, like, play it.
Oh, my God. Let me know as soon as it gets in the system.
Okay,
I'm so excited. Which one are we going to play?
You're going to... It's a surprise.
Oh, my God. I'm going to melt. I love that girl.
I'm so happy for you.
You know, I spent the entire weekend watching videos of her and, like, just watching just different interviews and how supportive she is of the LGBT community and how she wants to change country music and get it more inclusive. And just, she's freaking amazing.
Oh, well, apparently Jazzy thinks she's amazing, too, if she's going to add her song.
I know.
All right.
Let's find out what it is.
In a few minutes.
Wake up!
Fernando and Greg. In the
morning. Dan, where's my Kacey Musgraves? I never got in the system.
Jazzy said he took it to the lab.
What lab?
His Jazzy lab.
I didn't realize there was a Jazzy lab.
There's a Jazzy lab. He's inspecting it, and he's seeing where it could fit in.
What?
I don't know. That's what it said. That's what the text said.
So he got me excited saying he was going to play a Kacey Musgraves song, and then now he's going to... He played me. I got played.
You got re-examined.
Play the dance remix that we had, at least a clip for me.
What's the title of this one again?
High Horse.
I'm going to put this in my All Gay, All Day category on Spotify. Got my playlist going already.
Dude, this should be on Energy 97.7.
I know.
This could do middays.
Listen to this beat.
Right here. Fire. It's good. What is he talking about, the lab? It's already came from the lab.
I didn't even know there was a lab.
You know.
Check out ThatGreg997 on Instagram. You will see her perform this live and all these, like, glow-in-the-dark big beach balls and all these rainbow gay colors are flying around the audience.
Oh, that's awesome.
At the Masonic. It gave me chills just to watch.
Aww.
It's like country artist has gone gay.
Yeah.
I love it.
And she's super for the people and stuff. She's super cool.
She is. Somebody asked her in an interview. I was watching a bunch of interviews of her. And there was, like, random questions. I think it was a BuzzFeed, one of those things where she was just getting questions. And they said, what question would you ask Donald Trump if y'all were in the same room? And she said, I hope I never get that close. Not a very country artist answer, is it?
Uh-huh.
So she definitely takes chances. But, yeah, it was a really fun concert. We had a good time.
Well, except for the Permit Patty situation.
Yeah, some girl there. But it was fun to see country-ish in the city. Like, it's a weird vibe, you know?
Dude, my friends love country music. Like, country is hot here in the Bay.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, no. Well, let's not promote that. I think top 40 is. But Casey Musgraves, we'll get her out of Jazzy's lab at some point and maybe get to play this. But this you should use this as a bed that we talk over.
Let's do it.
This is a good, like, talk over bed.
Sal, turn it into a bed today.
Sal or Chad.
Yeah. Sal or Chad. No, Sal.
Chad is on vacation.
So it's gonna fall into his hands. But tomorrow, we're going to start paying your bills right at 6:20. Got to be here for that. We're going down home with Greg's mom, Ginger, tomorrow as well. I know there's big news there we can reveal when we talk to Ginger tomorrow in the morning, all right?
Well, I'll tell you, they went to a funeral over the weekend, and my sister-in-law brought a very inappropriate thing to the funeral.
Uh-oh.
So you'll find out tomorrow at 7:40 when we talk to Ginger.
All right. Be here tomorrow for that. We'll see you then. Bye.